Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist, yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman, it's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah!
Yeah! Let's hear it for them.
Yeah. It's Cairo Queen, Taste of Technology, with co-host Warren Jackson, where we make technology palatable for everyday people. And today, we are covering some great topics. We've had a series going on for weeks now on technology law, which has been the topic of every business conversation I've had for the last month or so, and it's been really interesting. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my wonderful other host, Warren Jackson.
So you see how she tried to say I was a co-host first, and then she trying to sneak in this other host business. I'm not even humoring you today. I'm not even humoring you today, Cairo.
I'd like to welcome
everyone to the show, except Cairo. And I want to say thanks for tuning in. And we have a action-packed, as usual, show. And I want to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank everyone out there that's listening, because I know that I went to a place over this Memorial Day. First, I want to say thanks to all the veterans out there before I thank all the fans. But all the veterans out there, big, big up. I went to a place, and I had a couple people that came up to me, and they said, hey, I listened to your show, and hey, I think your show is awesome. So thanks to the people.
Are
and then
sure?
My question to them was, hey, how come you're not calling in? And they're like, well, we just like to listen. It's not like I'm having a good time. So I say, yeah, we have a good time, but you call in. If you have something that you want to say, feel free, call in. We won't bite. And we always like feedback from, people who are listening. So that's awesome. But yeah, I'm here. I am fabulous.
I am feeling great.
I am in a little place called Florence, Kentucky. I am in Kentucky, and the Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Bourbon, and all that good stuff. So no space traveling here. I just hopped on the road, and I am way up in Kentucky. Where are you at? How's everything going in the Cairo world?
So today was probably a great day, but I wasn't sure because it was moving so fast. I mean, has anybody noticed that time has been going exceptionally fast the last week or two? Is it me? We haven't had
years.
Time to breathe. It's just been going ridiculously fast.
Right.
But listen, ladies and gentlemen, while Warren is out there enjoying the Preakness, we are actually getting business done in our space, where technology is changing the world so much that my phone does not stop ringing anymore, even when my computer decided to go kaput on me this week. And thank you for knowing how to operate the back end of a computer and getting into it, digging into it. I've had enough computers break on me where I actually can do my own repairs at this point. And with the help of Juarez, of course, every blue moon when he comes in and says, oh, no, you're not doing this, and oh, no, you need to shut that down. He's a great friend to have. When I tell you, having a rocket scientist as your friend is no
abuse.
It's no small
feat. Abuse. It's a one-way street. B. people. Just listen to that.
ladies and gentlemen, he is not just a scholar, but he is
a gentleman.
Oh, look at you. And it is
Lay it on thick.
To have him as the other host. Not just, he's not a co-host. He is a full partner in this ordeal. As a matter of fact, the only reason we have such a spectacular guest today is because of Juarez Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
We wouldn't be able to achieve this level of intellect on this show today if it was not for Juarez Jackson. But today we are actually covering space and time to infinity and beyond. We are actually digging into a space where, why would we talk about this in technology? So we'll talk about that later. But has anything happened in your universe other than Memorial Day? Salute to the veterans and everybody who is out there who has not said thank you to a veteran all year. Make sure you go tell at least one. Even if you tell them on social media, go tell at least one that you appreciate them, no matter how you feel about war. And I'm not a war fan, but these are people who put their lives on the line for you at some point or another. You have to give them a salute and thank them for that contribution, because if not for them, then what? So what greater
That's
love
right.
than to give your life for somebody you don't even know? So anyway, moving into that, yeah, think about that. That's a great love, right? So
That's right.
Moving into the space of the show, has anything major happened in the world of Juarez?
So, Juarez, it's always major in my world because I'm having so many different things going on. And I keep, but I have some big announcements that I want to make to the fan base, but not now, not today. But I did an exciting thing this weekend. It's been years since I've done this, but I actually did what we Caribbean people called played mass. I was in the carnival in Atlanta. So I was a part of a float, big up the Inferno team and Team Prime, who I was a part of, and went down in the Decatur ATL Carnival and had a grand time. Feet was burning me like nothing else, though, but that's what happens when you're dancing around for hours out in the hot sun. So I had a lot of interesting things. I had a lot of motion going towards getting my publications for what I have to publicize coming up. And I have a whole bunch of just movement in that area as far as making sure I get some things solidified. And I also, this is a kind of a big announcement. I also have signed a contract to actually be a part of a reality TV show based on the life of Juarez. Yeah. So I've signed a contract, and it's with a producer, and we are in contract negotiations with a group named Bristol Media Group outside of Canada. And we'll be looking to, yeah, so we'll be looking to put Juarez on the big screen pretty soon, coming to a screen near you.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, you pick that dude, because people care about what he says so much they want to make it. I mean, not only that, he's a traveling engineer who is able to explore the world. He's able to report back to everybody where he goes. He has a blast everything he does, and everybody on the planet loves him so much so, drum roll please.
Dum, da, da, dum.
Before I do that, I want to thank WXRP Radio and our sponsor, who is the best sponsor on the face of the planet, because she's not only our sponsor, but she's also our engineer. Without her, we wouldn't even be here. Every day I thank God, because I am so excited that this lady stepped into my life and was like, let's put you on air. I love her to pieces. I tell you,
That's
I have
right.
to tell her thank you. We have to tell her thank you every time. I don't care if
thank
can't
you, Robin.
Applaud anymore, because she doesn't want to applaud. But we're so excited that Robin Howard chose us to do this task, because this has opened up so many doors in the conversation space for technology for people that don't have a clue. I'm going to tell you a story in a little while. But first, thank you, Robin. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I decided, because I'm a queen, I can do this. I decided that I'm going to create my own ministry of technology. And guess who the royal minister of technology is going to be? I dub you in the royal court.
Oh, wow. In front of everyone? I thought this was like a ceremony and something I would get. I'm a royal minister?
The royal minister.
Hold on. Can I get your highness in somewhere in there?
Can you be a duke? Can I be the highness?
Totally off track. Well, hey, so since we're talking about technology, let's recap some of the shows.
My dub.
Well, dub me. Dub me already.
He is the royal. He didn't even care, y'all. Look, he makes his announcement and literally hijacked my announcement. I told him I was doing this announcement. He hijacked it. I didn't even know he was going to be on a reality show. He didn't tell me that. That was a surprise to me. So we have to make that announcement publicly and on paper so we can tell people that it's official. Anyway, we have to brag. I like to brag about you. But anyway,
it's all good.
I do. We can write a blog about that. Press release. That's even better. So I literally want to dub you the royal minister of technology. Now, why is that? Because only can you be an ambassador between here and Jamaica, but because you're traveling to Canada and all these different places, people say, well, on what authority? I'm Cairo Queen. You are the royal minister for Cairo Queen's Queendom. I appoint
there
you,
you
sir.
Go.
I appoint you, sir.
Oh,
and we acknowledge you to go and grow into these spaces where we're now going to move and graduate. You are going to have a certificate created for you that says you are the royal minister of technology.
I accept that.
Also, we need a governor, and you'll have to appoint a team of people who will be underneath you. And, you know those people. I would say we should appoint DeGratier in one space. But, you know, I believe in taking ownership and authority. And before somebody else claims you as a minister or something, I had to do it first. So
awesome. So let me – I want to do a real quick recap. So let's talk about, you know, we started off this technology series, and we talked about just different facets of technology, and we talked about how they're affecting you personally. And when I say you that's listening, you know, you have all kind of different facets of technology. And we've been saying, hey, we need to get a lawyer on here to really just drop some jewels as far as how important technology is and how important you know, really people have to know about laws. Because I loved our episode when we talked to the guy, the drone guy. I keep forgetting his name, the drone guy. And he went
that
over the different
Gerald
rules they
Tukes.
Are. There you go, Tukes. Yeah, he had all those different things that he was telling us about, you know, the FAA and laws around drones and how far high you can fly drones and such. So we've had a myriad of information that we've been able to share with everyone about technology and how technology has laws that's applicable to you, whether you like it or not. It has impact in your life. And I think that we've talked about so many exciting things on here, like Amazon delivering by drones. Or I think we talked about also that there was a company out there that's not that's looking to not only do that, that's not doing drones, but they're actually doing a robot that's delivering your mail and your services that you got, not your mail, but your services and your things that you get. So imagine ordering something and it just drives up to your door, this little robot, and you just use an app to open it up. So it's just, I think it's great for people to understand that technology is something that we all have to figure out and continue figuring out, because it's going to change and it's never going to be stagnant. It's going to be something that we always have to, if we're going to be successful, get a hold of and figure out how are we going to use this to our best advantage, and how are we going to make sure that we are not held hostage by some of these laws and able to work within the constraints that we want to. So very important that, you know, I think our listeners understand that, you know, there's a lot of series out there. This is episode number 5. So we've been talking about the law and laws behind technology for a while
technology.
Now.
Yes.
And it's great that
everything from robotics, we talked about data. We've talked about social media. We've covered several topics in this conversation for Tech Law, and it is great to finally have an official lawyer on tap to pour out the information about how law actually will infect and impact you. And then speaking towards technology law, and we got about a minute, so let's take a break. But
yep.
We will speak to a phenomenal guest that Warren is going to introduce, because this is his. Like, we would not have this guest without Warren. So I'm going
to
allow Warren to bring her on and blow our minds with information and the sensational impact of where law and technology meet at. And then I'm going to tell you
that's
a story
right.
about what happened to me today. So, Warren, take it away.
After these messages, we'll be right back. No, after the messages, we'll be right back. Stick and stay, and we're right here. After the break.
Oh, I like that. Stick and stay. We need to use that.
Hi, ladies and gents. This is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join a part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen, Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, and see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
You've seen her on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Shirley Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Shirley Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
We, ladies and gentlemen, have embarked on a journey that no man literally has ever gone on before. We're going
there
to
you
have
go.
A topic, a conversation with the three pillars, law, space, and time, all being penetrated in this conversation. No kidding. I promise you, we have brought a lawyer to our platform. And I'm not even going to introduce her because I can't do her justice. I'm going to let Warren
That's right.
do that. But think about what we're doing right now. We're literally
right.
marrying a topic here that has probably not been touched. And when I tell you, I've spoken with people in the last 2 weeks who have said they have had 200 committees at one time meeting on Capitol Hill about technology. You're not in that space. But what does that mean? Corporations are. If corporations are making laws over your life, you need to beware, be cautious, and wake up. Take it away, Juarez.
Oh, wow. Just throw it to me like that. Hey, so everyone, I want to introduce everyone to Patricia, also known as Pat McKenzie. And Pat McKenzie is, what can I say about her? She is not only an awesome person, but she's an awesome lawyer. And she has a law firm dedicated to serving people in Lawrenceville and the surrounding areas, anyway that you're in Atlanta or Georgia, give her a call. She specializes in immigration law, actually near and dear friend of mine who I've known for years, and actually I've known for a few years, I want to say, and we go back far, just put it like that, very far, and, you know, she's awesome. So I want everyone to give a warm welcome and round of applause to Pat McKenzie, attorney at law. Are you with us, Pat?
Well, yay. Hello.
Hello.
Well, while we're waiting to see if Pat is joining us, it's really going to be awesome because I already have 10 questions for her ready to roll, especially because of immigration law.
Right.
When you think about what, and ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting, I'll pose this question to you, and I want you to call in. 347-633-9769 is your number. You have to press 1 in order to answer this question. But can anyone out there think of how technology will now impact immigration law? And it's something that's very prevalent. It's very real. And it may sound far-fetched, but it's happening now. Think about it. Something that can be used in technology to impact and affect, it may not be a great thing, but impact technology, impact immigration law with technology. Anybody call in, get on air.
Call in. We'll have our own lawyer. She should be joining in a second. And she practices not only immigration law, but she practices family law also, which is awesome. So we're waiting for her to join subsequently.
I believe she's on with us, according to the wonderful Robin Howard. Ms. McKenzie, are you with us?
Esquire McKenzie? I just hurt my leg.
Your Honor.
Esquire.
She's not there
honorable.
Yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Honorable.
All right. So we'll keep waiting, and we will continue
so,
the show and really talk about. Go ahead.
Huge thing in space. So Elon Musk comes along. Elon Musk says, "Hey, so I decided, and literally, I decided I'm going to Mars. You can't stop me. I have $1 billion."
That's right.
He is the world's greatest tinker, and I think it's apropos that he took on the identity of Tesla, who was at one point, you know, one of our greatest inventors in science and technology. So he comes along and says, "Hey, so I'm going to travel to Mars." And he walks into Congress and tells Congress, kicks the door in, "Guess what? I'm going. You can't stop me."
That's right.
Everybody in the world is scrambling. They're like, who is this guy that's going to come tell the government? Mind you, he has no jurisdiction for the U.S. and for being a South African citizen moving into the U.S. All he had to do was go pick any other country that would let him do it. So, of course, we want him to do it here because we want to be first in that, going to Mars and taking a rocket and launching out to Mars. Yeah, we want that guy to do that here, right?
That's right.
So my question is, all the billionaires on the face of the planet, what if they all decide to do that? What kind of issues do we have that, and you're from Lockheed Martin, and you got a huge background in rocket science and technology and aeronautics
retired.
And all that good stuff.
That's right.
Whatever. That's a
retired.
YouTube. Mm-hmm. YouTube. So in the conversation of this man just appearing out of nowhere and telling us he's going to go do that, what kind of issues does that present?
You know, I'll tell you a funny story that is pretty, I think it's what I would say apropos, but I'm trying to find a better word to use it that's not as SAT. What happened to me personally, which I can kind of relate to this story, is for 9/11, I was actually stuck. And when I say stuck, I had nowhere to go. I was actually on a 7-day cruise to Alaska. And that's when I realized that when you're on the water, you're on, and especially if you're on international water where there is no real jurisdiction, that
exactly.
laws change. So right now, you know, you can't really, once you're in out of you know, once you're really off of the ground, you know, a couple miles, there's no jurisdiction. You can't really say that this belongs to me once you're out of, you know, your airspace and off the planet. Who can really have jurisdiction over you other than saying you cannot launch your rocket from where, you know, from my landmass? There's no jurisdiction when you go into outer space. There's just space.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
it's and I found that out very much so when, you know, I tried to figure out what to do for 9/11, and I was stuck on international water. And the problem was is that I went north to south. So I flew into Anchorage, and then I went south to Vancouver. But when I was floating to Vancouver, we realized that there were people that wanted to get on the boat, and we wanted to get off, but we had nowhere to go. Because if we had gotten off, we couldn't take a flight back home because all the flights were canceled. So we said, you know what?
Wow.
We have this nice boat right here. We're not getting off this boat. And in fact, we need you, Mr. Purser. And this is what I went to the purser and said. I said, hey, you guys need to organize buses, 55-passenger buses, for these people that are going to be in Vancouver, because I am not going to be in Canada and stuck in Canada in a foreign nation when I am an American. I said, you need to, and I was definitely acting like a snooty American, saying, hey, you need to, Mr. Purser, organize it where we're bused right back into, at the time it was, what, Washington. And that's exactly what they did. The next day they came up with a plan, and they actually said, anyone wants to leave now, we can bus you into Washington. And that's exactly what they did. And at the border, you know, people came on board as far as agents, and it was just like a scary scene. But that just made me realize how much when you get into international waters that there is, you know, there's no jurisdiction. It's really a wild, wild west. It's a new frontier.
Well, that's actually exactly where I was aiming with the conversation about common law, maritime law, and admiral law. So people don't even understand this is a thing. So you stand on the ground outside on the land. There is a thing called common law. That is the law of God, the land you stand on. You had admiral law and maritime law. These are laws of the sea. But nobody even knew there were different laws. Now, here's an example of that. If you go gamble anywhere in the United States of America except Las Vegas and in Las Vegas, Mississippi, I think North Dakota, Alabama, and Atlantic City. If you go to any of those places, you're on land, but a lot of times they'll have things like, and here in Atlanta, they're trying to build an underground casino, right? And why would they do it underground? Because the law underground does not apply to the line, the same law that is on ground. So when you're in air, what law is that? You have the FAA to a certain space in the air, right? You have space travel to a certain distance in outer space, but then there's nothing past that. So guess what law is going to have to come into play now? Can anybody guess?
I don't
galactic.
Know. Galactic
space
law.
Galactic Federation of who? We actually had thought about this a long time ago. That's why there was a TV show about it. The Galactic Space Federation.
And you are playing with stop playing with people. There is no such thing. You need to stop. Everybody, you just been pranked by Cairo Queen. There is no such thing as no Galactic Space Federation that has any laws out
not
there
yet.
About. But while she pranking y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about something that's pretty interesting. There was just built in China a huge, and I know since Cairo is a big UFO aficionado, she would love this. But there was a huge, when I say huge, it was like Donald Trump kind of huge. I want to say
Trump
it was. Stop playing. I want to say it was, and I'm going to get the exact measurement, but it's twice as big as any other radio receiver in the world. So it's about, I want to say, 500 feet across, and it's out there actually listening to receptions that are coming from out of space. So they're trying to hopefully, you know, build a radio receiver that's able to you know, get information twice as much that they're getting from before. So there's hope for you, Cairo. Your ancestors are going to come find you.
Listen, I'm trying to explain to people, if there is no space law, what goes beyond space? And this is why we talk about this in this platform, because we're in the space of creating these things now. We have to have something out there, because another Elon Musk is going to come along. He may be some Warren Buffett nephew, maybe. He'll come along and say, you know what, I'm going to go build my own space colony. Forget building a spaceship. I'm going to go build a space colony. Now this is a real thing. So when I met Dr. Michio Kaku, we had a conversation about space elevators that already exist. No, they cannot transport anything other than liquid, but they exist. They do exist. So when you look and you say, what does that mean? We can transport nanobots, liquid, and small particles to the moon.
That's right.
Through space elevators. But we have ships, so why do we need a space elevator? So we can launch a rocket that can go to Mars. We can launch some kind of space shuttle or a bubble or Hubble or whatever that can go out there into Jupiter or wherever we want to go. And we can do this type of exploration now. What happens in 10 years when we created something that goes faster and it goes directly vertical, like Elon Musk said he's going to do from now on? We're going to fly airplanes directly vertical. If we can do that, why would we not? And then if we can do that, what is hindering some rich kid from taking daddy's money and saying, you know what, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go create a new world. I'm going to go be in my own space. I'm going to run it. I'm going to own it. And this is my space. What stops that from happening? And that's where we talk about laws. So these laws have to be constructed. And if you don't think those laws are being talked about right now, I ask you to go contact your congressman and ask him what laws are on the books for space travel right now.
Right.
Go ask. It'll blow your mind.
And interesting. So I said it was 500 feet, but the actual Chinese telescope, I always want to give correct information, is 500 meters across. And it is located, again, in China. And this thing is so humongous that it's just ridiculous how big it is and what it can do. So you're talking about being able to listen to distant galaxies from far, far away. See how I threw that Star Trek in there? That was pretty good. But the ability to the technology that we have. So if you look at what we're doing, okay, we're listening to outer space. Then they have this technology that now we're looking at actually launching our vehicles into outer space, not even using the gas and coal technology that we've been so accustomed to. There's actually applications that sort of like the Elon Musk Hyperloop, which is using magnets. There's applications right now that you can actually accelerate a rocket using a magnet. So multiple successive magnets in a row. Maglev technology, basically, that you're able to launch into outer space just on a long track. So first it would start and it would basically, be on the ground, and then it would go vertical and then whoop. Outer space.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, so we're going to pause on that thought. We're going to come back to talk about maglev and time. We need to bring on this caller who called in from a 678 number. Caller, are you with us?
And I think the caller is none other than Esquire Pat McKenzie.
Good evening.
She does her own theme music. Awesome. Well, we are.
That is really funny.
We're so delighted to have you. Awesome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm so sorry for my tardiness.
No, that's all right. We know you're a big monster lawyer, so we know you have all these clients just calling you all the time and all kind of things that you do.
And we'll just talk that. That's all.
No, but I was listening to all this talk about the Chinese telescope and the maglev technology, and I'm like, oh, Lord, what has Jerry brought me to do? But I can
Ah, well, you. I hope you didn't miss the part, because we also talked about you doing immigration, family law, and also personal injury law. So we're really about harnessing the power of people being knowledgeable about things. So, you know, we know that that space may not be your forte, but the legal aspect of how people have to pay attention to the laws and the laws that govern, I'm sure you'll be very knowledgeable about how applicable just attention to the laws and being abreast. And then using technology, because that's one thing that we spoke of, and I'm very I'm an admirer of you, of how it seems like she's one of these people that she's everywhere. Like, she's always posting. I'm like, how do you have time to go to court? You're always posting. You're always online. You always have great things that you're always sharing with people. And I just admire that. So, yeah, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Well, you know, here's the thing. It's interesting. I'm listening to all this talk about space and whatnot. And I believe you were talking about space travel and the things that are probably on the books, and I tend to agree they're probably there because I think they're gearing up for it. But I wonder what that will do to how, you know, we practice law and how, you know, immigration laws will change as a result. I mean, you just don't know. It's fascinating. That's why the law is my thing, because I think it's fascinating to watch how the law changes as the world changes. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
It
so
is fascinating.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. I know the viewers did not get a clear background. You're just online right now. So if you could, you know, I didn't even share your websites, which I can drop also. But tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you into law, what got you interested to be a lawyer, and what was that matriculation like?
Oh, well, I mean, I've always wanted to be a lawyer ever since I was probably 12 or 13 years old. I have a love for reading, and I'm not really sure exactly what it was that triggered it, but I knew that that would probably be the best job for me, because talking was my forte and reading was my forte. So the two go together pretty much.
Right.
About me, I grew up in Jamaica. I went to high school there, came here, and I did a little bit more high school because I was really young, and then I attended Georgia State University and did my undergrad in criminal justice pre-law. And I was a pre-law major going into college. That never changed. I just changed what the pre-law would be. And then I attended law school at Nova Southeastern University in Florida some years later. So I am living my dream. I never intended to open up my own practice so soon, but sometimes things happen you don't expect them to, so I just kind of ran with that, and it's
awesome.
Been good. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's
so
my
for
background.
The people,
I practice mainly immigration and family law. I do some personal injury as well, and that keeps me pretty busy. You know, I get calls for various things sometimes, but that's the main breadth of my practice.
Awesome.
Well, I'd like to ask you a quick question and to find out if this is something that's even come across your plate at all, because when I first heard that you do immigration law, my first thought came into practices and uses of different technologies, and this is going to be way out of bounds, so you understand, but I just wanted to know, has this even been a conversation? So we have this issue in this country about tracking illegals, or it's probably no where I'm going with this. People who are considered to be illegal humans on the land, and I say humans because I feel I have a personal issue with this, but
word, you don't like the word alien as much as I don't like the word alien. But
yeah, okay. I think it's awful.
Right.
I think
right.
It's a horrible thing. I don't even believe in passports. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So we're in this space now where people are inventing these things that are tracking people. And I saw something the other day that was an RFID chip. Has that been a conversation that they've tried to introduce at all? Because I
not to my knowledge,
person.
I wouldn't be surprised if DHS is not having a conversation about it. I've heard little rumblings here and there, but nothing on, you know, on the level of which we would be concerned or in an uprising about.
Right.
I'm personally against the chips. I don't want anybody tracking me.
Me
so
too.
I don't know that I would, you know, be. But here's the problem. You know, the undocumented in this country don't really have rights. And so I'm not sure that they would be able to defy or deny a chip planet. But that's if they're caught, right? Because if they're not caught at the border, then, you know, there's no way to track them. And then if they're not caught here, you know, you have to understand that there are people in this country that have been here for 30 and 40 years that have never been fingerprinted.
Hmm. Wow. Have whole families and whole lives. Hmm.
So,
and, I mean,
if they've never been fingerprinted,
like
then they're
right.
Right. You know, they've never been fingerprinted. They've never, their name is nowhere. I mean, they're literally ghosts as far as, you know, our society is concerned. They're ghosts, but they're
right
here among us, you know. And the whole idea is to get them to where they don't have to live like that anymore. But if you're talking about RFID chips, then that might be safer for them. I don't know, you know, because then what are you tracking them for? You know, track them for what? To do what with them? Other inhumane things or, you know. I mean, I don't know if you guys think the RFID chip is inhumane, but I do. I don't like it.
I do.
I'm not in love.
I don't
want to
be tracked
at all.
Right.
You know,
so that
I
actually brings up
it.
Something. So there is a feeling, and I think it's more than a feeling. I think it is, and we talked about this as far as tracking and how you know, when people have those devices that are put on them, that are tracking devices, that the companies that are doing those devices are making money off of it, right? There's a whole system behind it. The company that they make money off of it, you know, so there's a big, you know, and we talked
there's
about jails
push.
Really being, yeah, it's a big push. And then it's kind of like jails are now really place for people who just don't have money. Because if you don't have
for
money,
profit.
You can't get the legal.
Debtor's
yeah, so
prison.
Debtor's prison. That's exactly. So they've erased the, you know, the old time, you know, I mean, for lack of a better word, slavery. And really have developed a whole class and of people that are now basically indentured servants to a system of other people who are making money off of it. What do you have to say
Correct.
About that? So
well,
no defending
I mean,
the legal system from you.
No. I think the correction system. No, I think the correctional system has been broken for well over 25, going on 30 years. It's been broken since I studied it in college. And it's one of the things that kind of irked me the most because when you learn about corrections and the practice of different theories, none of those theories are being practiced today except for just detaining. And the reason that deterrence and rehabilitation, all those things have gone out the door, I mean, and they'll tell you, you know, we offer programs and whatever, but it's totally by choice, you know, I don't believe that it's actually working because there's so much recidivism. Plus
recidivism, right.
The, you know, and the idea that, I mean, a huge publicly traded corporation out there that can get all, that make their money from federal contracts to operate and run
prisons
in this country, you know, there's no way that they're going to be lobbying for other alternative programs for people so that they can get their lives on track and get out of poverty and get out of a life of crime. That's not the goal. The goal is just to keep detaining because we make money per head.
So
per
can
head.
I get you to
so I'm
do
totally
something?
Against that program. Sure.
Right.
Can I get you to do something for me really quick? Because I brought these terms up and I would not want to put the information out inaccurately. And since I have a lawyer on board,
Could you give us an explanation, not a real full description, but from your perspective, the difference between common law, maritime law, and admiral law, if you can?
Wow.
I need to put you on the spot.
that was up on the spot, but yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm not real sure that I'm going to do a whole lot of justice to admiralty law. I mean, I have a general understanding for what it is. I think it overlaps with maritime law. But maritime law is going to basically be the law of the waters.
Mm-hmm.
And then common law is a system of law that it's built based on judicial decisions. So the Supreme, and there are only a few, I should say that most of the British or formerly British countries are using a common law system. So you have statutes, so you have legislation, but you also have courts that interpret that legislation or interpret that law. There are some legal principles and laws that are not in a legislation. I think nowadays there are very, very few of those. But in, time gone by, there are certain laws that were not exactly in a statute or in a legislation, and it was just developed through common law. Contract law is a lot of common law. Nowadays, it's a lot of jurisdictions have what we call codified the common law, so that the statute reflects what the case law says. But it's built on a wealth of cases. And so it's a system, basically, that's developed over time. If the highest court says, well, we don't buy this principle anymore, then all those maybe 30 cases that said, well, this is how you interpret this one principle, and if they change that and say, well, no, we disagree now, then so the common law has changed, and the case law has changed, the interpretation of the law has changed, and so the way it's applied will change.
Right.
So you cousins out there can't get married anymore.
Yeah, so example would be like
what?
Plessy versus Ferguson, would be Roe versus Wade, and so those are the things that
those
we've heard
cases.
For years, right,
those are,
that have
case law. That doesn't mean, though, that, but when
right.
you're talking about
okay.
constitutional protections, most of that
mm-hmm.
body of law and how what test is used in what circumstance, et cetera, that's going to be in the case law, and that's really, the system is the common law system is what it is. So it kind of builds on each other.
Okay.
I like you.
If that
you
makes
sense.
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring
She breaks
back.
It down. Right. So people can understand it.
Thorough. I like that.
Yeah. It's a very intricate system. The reason we have three branches of government is so that each system checks itself. So when the Supreme Court says, well, okay, abortions are legal, then that's why every state tries to legislate around it. They can't. Because most of the time, Congress is not going to go against what the Supreme Court has said.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, which is why, and I'll bring it back to immigration, which is why we have this major immigration case still going on. Still at the Supreme Court, we're waiting for its decision on that, because the main question is, A, whether Texas is standing to sue the federal government on immigration, because immigration is a federal issue, not a state issue. The Constitution gives the power to Congress for immigration, and the president has the power to enforce the laws. The other issue is if Texas does have standing, then the president go outside his authority. So that's the main. Those are the main issues there.
I would love
oh, wow.
to bring you back and give you like a time to prep on this, because I would love to bring you back and talk about transhumanism from the standpoint of immigration, and that's far
oh, wow.
out of reach, but it's an actual dialogue that's happening right
and
now.
You made
people think I'm joking on this stuff, and then they see
study.
It and go, "Oh, you weren't lying." I kid you not. One of my ex-boyfriends contacted me on Instagram this week, and he was like, "You know, I thought you were crazy, but you have never lied."
all the stuff you were talking about is happening now. I'm like, that was years ago. And people think I'm nuts when I talk about this stuff, but it is actually happening. And even the justice system, they don't know it's happening until it comes to their table in the legislation. So they don't know it's happening.
For all the people that's listening, I'm Googling transhumanism, or what, transhumanism? I'm Googling that too. I'm just listening.
Yeah,
I'm just listening right now.
Yeah, I'll have to go study up on that one, sweetheart, and then I'll try to come back and see if I can break that one down too.
I can send you videos and studies that have shown that they have literally increased the funding for not just research, but the full development of transhuman, and this comes into play with robotics and the cyborg and the emerging technology that's fusing human and technology. So this is actually a thing, and there's a movie called The Corporation that talked about how corporations had to define on Capitol Hill where life took place at, not because of birth and abortion, but because when you're creating a stem from some living organism and you now take that stem and you build an ear and you loan that ear to somebody or contract it out, because at some point or another you're going to be in business doing this, but you contract that piece of body part out to a person on a lease because somebody can't afford to pay for it with their health care, who owns that body part? The person wearing it or the people who manufacture it and are leasing it to this person now because they couldn't afford to have the body part? Because this is where 3D printing comes into play and stem cell research and all this. And people don't know, like, we're talking about all these laws being changed. They're going to be changing. I say this, the reason why we are doing this show is to put this in the face of real people, so that corporations are not defining these things for us in the future, that people can now have an active engagement and see as it's happening where they need to step in and say, hey, that's affecting me. I want that to happen.
Oh, wow.
In advance.
I mean, so, I am like, I'm over here. I Googled transhumanism because I thought I was playing. It's an international and intellectual movement that aims to transform the human condition by developing and creating widely available, sophisticated technologies that greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capability.
I mean, you have to pay attention when you're watching these superhero movies, and you're watching Captain America and the Hydra system. You can't just watch that stuff and say, "Oh, that's fiction." It's not all fiction. It never is.
Exactly.
You really just have to pay attention to it.
Right. We actually brought up something on the other day, Pat.
A lot of those movies are talking about building a superhuman.
Right, and we had brought up like some of the technology that is out there right now. Like an example would be that they're actually growing tissue, human tissue, live in laboratories now. So I mean, you know, for now it's heart, it's body parts, but you know that's a part of transhumanism, right? Not only the physical portion, but we're talking about going into, you know, other places. That's deep.
Yeah, and the question she has, though, about who owns the body part, there's a lot of that going on.
Right.
And I think I saw a CNN report on, like, implants of, I think an ear or an eye or something. And that's a really, that's a question. That's a real question. If you can't pay
people
that lease,
crazy.
Who owns it, and how
right.
are they going to come back and get it? You know, can they come back and get it? What, once it's attached to your body, can they actually come and cut it back off? Like, you
can
know, so that's a very real, interesting question. I'll look into it for you.
Right.
I'll see what I can find.
As a matter of fact, I would even venture. I've been working on a book called The Makings of Stupid that actually deals a lot with this topic for the last 3 years, and I didn't do it because a lot of the stuff that I was talking about started coming into fruition, so it wasn't really like an anomaly anymore, something crazy for people to go, oh, wow, is that really happening? But this is. and I'm still continuing mm-hmm. with the writing of it. I would love to have your input if you do step into that space, and I would definitely love to put you into the book if you could contribute something. I'm saying this live, so you don't have to commit to this. You don't have to answer. But
there's a lot of stuff happening here tonight, Jerry. What did you get me into here? Okay. I'm good.
This is the true rabbit hole. True rabbit hole.
Love it.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
I love it. No, I'll start some research and see what I can come up with. I tend to think that there is something similar out there on that issue. Or raise that question.
I'll give everybody awesome. A homework assignment, and the homework assignment is to look up Codex. CODEX. Mm. Look up Codex. And that's your homework assignment. Anybody
and I give,
can talk to us about it.
Right. We didn't even open up the phone lines because we had a good time talking today with Pat. And I did not give her website, but I will in a second. But I want to talk about how transhumanism, how about they trying to bring some human capabilities to this gorilla? I'm upset that people talking about this gorilla right now. You know, a little boy could have died and they're talking about this gorilla. I'm totally off topic, but I'm just saying. Let's bring transhumanism to humans, okay? And not put human characteristics into animals. I'm tired of it, okay?
So
just a personal shout out.
In fact, let's do a series. Let's call it a series after the next two series we talked about. But let's do a series on transhumanism because this is a real thing and it's something that people need to be made aware of. I posted something this week where Google is literally creating a watch just like the Apple Watch. Except it's to prick your blood and be able to test your blood. Now, for what they said it was for diabetics, okay, it's going to put a reading into the watch and it's going to talk about your blood. It's going to cycle it out. It's going to give you a process and say, oh, well, this is what happened with your blood. But there's also a reading going somewhere, just like everything else with our data. Why would we give that to Google?
Right. Google's going to be the all-knowing. But I want to give Attorney Pat, mck.com, and that is the website that you can definitely check her and request her facility. So it's Attorney, attorneypatmck.com. And so all your needs as far as immigration or if it's your closing. What do you have to say for yourself? Or did she drop off? I think we lost her.
Oh, no.
All right, so,
okay, Warren, can I say
I think
five?
We did.
Because that was one of my favorite guests that you brought on so far.
Awesome.
Like, awesome.
And we definitely want to highlight her. So, Attorney, P-A-T, Pat, M-C-K, and she does. Immigration, family law, and personal injury. So you get hurt, you know who will
I'm
make it work.
I'm putting that on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Facebook on my page. Great interview with Attorney Pat. Man, she was awesome. I'm excited about it. You know why? She's a female. Women rock. Anyway.
They do.
They do. She was phenomenal. So next week we're going to come back with a little more tech law. We'll probably cover this a couple more weeks in, and then we're going to dig into how to make money online. We're going to bring on experts who know everything about making money in the cyber world. So
that's right.
Going to be a big thing for us. We're already hunting down people in this, and we're going to kick it off with fintech. For everybody who doesn't know what fintech is, go look it up, F-I-N-T-E-C-H. Fintech is a big thing happening right now, talking about the change of currency, ladies and gentlemen. So next week on Cairo Fintech Technology, we go into tech law. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into tech law. And we're probably going to bring past more lawyers, and it's going to be great. But she is now my favorite. Lawyers that we brought on.
Awesome.
Now, I can say
so, hey, everyone.
Everybody else who you brought on was my favorite too, but she was my favorite too.
Oh boy. So hey, thank everyone for listening and just encourage everyone to continue to find the truth. There's a lot of different lights out there. So let your light shine, explore the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I like that. Damn.